Weddings around the world, pages 42 to 43.
Weddings are celebrated in different ways around the world. Read about the wedding traditions in three countries. Which tradition do you think is the most interesting? Why? China. In China, the bride and groom meet in a park before the wedding. Here they exchange red handkerchiefs. This is because in China, red is the color of happiness. Therefore, it is no surprise that the bride's wedding dress is also red. The groom wears a dark blue robe. The Chinese wedding ceremony includes many traditions. For example, the bride serves tea to the groom's parents to show them she will be a good daughter. Another tradition is a big party with a huge meal. Many different dishes are served, including meat, fish, soup, vegetables, rice or noodles, dessert, and fresh fruit. During the party, another tradition is for the bride and groom to cut the wedding cake. At the end of the celebrations, the families of the bride and groom stand at the door to say goodbye to the guests as they leave. Colombia. Weddings in Colombia are similar to weddings in Western countries. The bride wears a white dress and the groom wears a suit. They both exchange rings during the ceremony. But Colombian weddings also include some special traditions. When the bride and groom first meet in the wedding hall, the groom's parents say, "Here is my son, daughter." The groom then gives the bride flowers, and the bride also gives the groom a gift. Sometimes the groom gives the bride coins, called arras, to show he is ready to make a life with her. The wedding ceremony includes lighting candles. First, the bride and groom each light a candle. They then light a third candle together. This shows that they will spend the rest of their lives together. At the wedding party, people of all ages enjoy dancing to Latin music. Another tradition at the wedding party is the shoe ceremony. All the single men take off one of their shoes and the bride chooses one. According to tradition, the owner of the shoe will be the next man to get married. India. In India, a wedding is considered a marriage of two families, not just two people. Several weeks before the wedding, the families meet, and the future bride and groom exchange sweets and flowers. On the wedding day, the groom arrives at the bride's home with his family, and the two families walk together to the wedding ceremony. The bride and groom are dressed in red, the color of happiness. They never wear white, which is considered the color of death. An Indian wedding ceremony involves many traditions. For example, the bride and groom hold the opposite ends of a cloth. While the groom leads the bride around in a circle, they promise each other a life of happiness. During the ceremony, a bridesmaid gives the couple a small tree. The tree is a sign of a new beginning. After the wedding ceremony, there is a party. Friends and family sing songs, read poetry, and tell jokes. When the party ends, the couple goes to the groom's home, where his family welcomes the new bride.